Every July, we celebrate Independence Day, the 4th of July. We do it with fireworks and flags and cookouts and celebrations. It's awesome. And it's a reminder that a small group of ordinary people made an extraordinary declaration. And there's a lot of great things about it, but from my perspective, there's something really interesting about it. And it's that we don't celebrate the day that we, America, won our independence. We celebrate the day that we declared it. You think about that. Let that rattle roll around your brain a little bit. Because the Declaration of Independence was not the finish line, not by a long shot. It was where we started. It was the starting line. The war was not over. It was just getting started. So our freedom, it still had to be earned. Needed to be won, earned, and then it needed to be protected. It needed to be defended. And 250 years later, it still does, because independence is not an event. It is a practice. It is something that you either continue earning every day, or you slowly surrender, just a little bit at a time, like sand flowing through your fingers, or water flowing through your fingers, however you'd like to think about that. So, once again, that got me thinking. There is no Dependence Day. Big time Independence Day, not a Dependence Day. No fireworks, no parade, no holiday, because dependence, that never, ever, ever arrives all at once. That for sure sneaks in. And it sneaks in one choice at a time, one decision at a time. How do you gain 12 pounds? Not by eating three pizzas tonight, by eating an extra 100 calories every day. Just about nothing. You barely notice it. You probably don't until one day your pants don't fit quite like they used to. Feeling a little bit more lethargic, a little less energy. How'd you end up $12,000 in credit card debt? Not by making one outrageous purchase, not commonly, by overspending 200 bucks, 50 bucks every week. Dinner here, an extra subscription there, that vacation you couldn't really afford, an extra payment, a convenience, a little reward because you had a hard day. Nothing dramatic. Till one day, you owed $12,000. What about marriages? How do they fail? Usually not because of one big fight. What about friendships? How do they disappear? Not because of one missed call or you flake out on somebody. What about your career? Why does a career stall? Not because you bounced and took off Friday one time. What about a nation? How does a nation decline? Rarely does a nation decline because of one catastrophic event. It normally starts, it's always almost the same story across all of these. One compromise, one excuse, one shortcut, one surrender of responsibility repeated thousands and thousands and thousands of times. There's that famous line, how'd you go bankrupt? Well, two ways, gradually, then suddenly. And it's not true of just bankruptcy, it's true of most everything in life because dependence rarely just shows up and rings the doorbell one day. It is accumulated. You wake up one morning and you realize that someone else controls what used to belong to you. Somebody else is in charge of your finances, of your health, your time, your attention, your emotions, and then your future. And here's the crappiest part. Most of the time, no one took those things. We, you, I, happily, gladly handed them over. And we did it again, not one time. We did it many small decisions over time. One rationalization at a time, one convenience at a time. There's good news in here somewhere. Freedom compounds exactly the same way. Save 20 bucks today. Read 10 pages. Take a walk. Make that one difficult phone call. Cook dinner instead of ordering it. Tell your spouse that you appreciate and value them. Put your stupid phone down, go to bed, and then repeat again tomorrow. Tiny acts of responsibility of commitment? Well, that becomes capability. And capability leads to confidence. Confidence then leads to freedom. And again, the opposite is also true. Tiny acts of avoidance become dependence. And there is no dependence day. It's not a ceremony, no fireworks, no pomp and circumstance that's going to mark the day that you surrendered your agency. You handed it over. That happens nefariously. Can't even see it. You don't even realize it until one day you're in that boiling pot of water with that frog. So let's not let it become normal. Start fighting. Fight back. Declare your independence. Fight for your independence. Not once a year. You got to do it every day. Because freedom isn't something your ancestors won for you. It's something that you choose. They set the stage. They gave you the opportunity here. What are you going to do with it? You have to choose it. You have to choose it every day, again and again and again. Because your life and my life, all of our lives, are the accumulation of what you decided matters. And your freedom is the accumulation of the responsibilities that you've chosen to keep. You got to become someone who keeps actively choosing them. I feel like we're getting closer to this inflection point where a lot of people, without really thinking it all the way through, are saying, you know what? In exchange for some more comfort, less stress, I will abdicate some, I'll hand over happily a lot of responsibility. I will hand over some freedom. If you're going to help me to do this, I will make that exchange. And that is the point of no return. When you hand over your independence, even if it's just a little bit, you're not getting it back. It's not coming back to you. That's the reason we have to be so staunch in our defense of our freedom, our way of life, the gift that we've been given. We're the beneficiaries of 250 years of hard work. Then I want my kids to also be the beneficiaries, to benefit from all the hard work of all those other people that have made the right decisions, have accepted responsibility, and gotten up and exercised and done their job on a daily basis. Now, it's not a game of perfect. I'm not advocating for some kind of an infinity war where you do everything perfect all the time, but you got to get it right most of the time. Got to get your diet right. Got to get your finances right. You got to allocate your attention properly. Think about it like this. If you got your diet right 80% of the time, well, there's still 20% wiggle room where you can, you know, stuff your face with whatever your favorite delicious face stuffing stuff might be. Cake, pizza, whatever. What about your finances? I'm not saying you have to be right with every dollar. Be better. But if you got 80% right, you'd probably be on the right track. So we need to think this all the way through, to take it again to its logical conclusion. If I surrender some of my freedom, or if I throw my hands up and say, I just can't handle this responsibility anymore, somebody else do it for me. Well, just understand that that carries with it a very, very, very high price. And it's not just you paying that price. It's also the people that are going to come after you. And I certainly don't want to be the person who's left here. More future generations are going to say, what? How did that happen? How do we give up something so valuable? How do we give up our independence in favor of dependence? Because so many of us are giving it away every day. Unpopular opinion, not fun to hear if in fact you are currently doing that. I've been guilty of it. Just because you're currently doing it doesn't mean you have to keep doing it. Things can change fast. For the better, for the worst. Got to make the commitment that you are going to once again declare your independence. You're going to reject dependence, and you're not going to allow that to happen. It starts with you, it starts with me, and things go up from there. It's never going to be top down. Freedom is never going to be given because the only person that can give you that is God, who gave you these God-given rights. So let's not give away the opportunity to some bureaucrats, politicians. Let's not give it away to our appetites, to convenience. Reclaim it. Don't celebrate Dependence Day. Celebrate Independence Day. And you do it every day. And you do that by doing your part, by doing your best.